Welcome to Reimagined. I'm your host, Dr. Alex Swenson-Ridley, the founder of Emergent Women Coaching and a woman on a mission to help other heart-centered women leaders and entrepreneurs alter their experience of business and life from one of sacrifice and burnout to unadulterated joy and freedom. This is the show that gives you the inspiration and permission to break all the rules. We help you tap into your intuition, your zone of genius, and creativity to give you the confidence and clarity to do things differently. And we give you the tools and stories that will inspire you to rejuvenate your spirit, innovate how you lead and do business, strengthen your core identity, and connect deeply to yourself so that you emerge as the next powerful version of you. Ready to dive in? Let's go. Hello, everyone. Hello. All right. I'm live in all the places. Welcome to Heart Connect Thursday. You may be tuning into this on YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, or Instagram, or listening later on our podcast. And what today is all about is every Thursday, I share some tip on how to get out of your head, connected to your heart. Because when we do that, we are able to shift our body and our mind and our emotions out of a state of stress. And ultimately what stress is emotional unease, and into a state where we can connect to our creativity and our intuition and, you know, compassion, love, appreciation, all of those things where decision-making is easier and our bodies respond differently and we suddenly have new ideas and just life is easier in general. So what I wanted to talk about today, I don't know about everyone else, but I have been seeing a lot of posts and comments and stuff related to just feeling frustrated. And I know I've had some of this myself of, you know, feeling frustrated by my body and that it won't let go of weight, or feeling frustrated by last year was my lowest income year since I was like 16. And, you know, there's some frustration and annoyance with myself and judgment and shame. And so we all have these places in our lives where maybe our attitude isn't what we would like it to be. And so what I'm going to share with you today is a heart math practice called attitude breathing or attitude shifting. And I'm just going to read a little bit to you from one of the publications that they have out that actually anyone can access, but it's 12 heart math tools. And we're going to talk about attitudes. So I'm going to read this and then we're going to do a little practice and then that'll be that. So this is your quick little reset for the week. So attitude. Probably most people have had or still have some old attitudes and perceptions they want to change for the better. These attitudes may include being judgmental, impatience, edginess with others, and being self-critical. The following technique can help you to replace undesirable attitudes with more positive and effective or renewing ones that prevent predictable stress accumulation. So this is all about getting out of our head and preventing that stress accumulation, because when we do that, things can be different. Our experience in life can be different, and it starts with how we're being. Ask your heart's intuition to alert you to all the old habits and patterns that don't support your well-being. So from here, step one. We're going to recognize the feeling or attitude you want to change and identify a replacement attitude. If you struggle with any part of this, I sometimes have to Google like antonyms for whatever the attitude is that I'm trying to replace. And that is totally allowed and okay. So if you need to pause this and, you know, just look up whatever the replacement attitude would be for something, do that. A lot of times just tuning into things like compassion, there's an example, you know, if it's being overreactive and frustrated with people or situations, the replacement might be increased patience and kindness. And that could include with yourself. So once you've identified that, focus your attention on the area of your heart. You can put your hand on it if you want to. And imagine your breath is actually flowing in and out of your heart or chest area, breathing a little more slowly and deeper than usual. Find an easy rhythm that's relaxing to you. This could be a count, or it could just be something that's more slowly, slower and deeper than how you normally breathe. And then as you continue heart-focused breathing, which is what that is, practice increasing the feeling of your new replacement attitude. So if you're replacing it with patience and kindness, just tap into a place where you can identify and actually feel that emotion. And if for some reason you're so ramped up you can't find a replacement attitude, just breathe a feeling of calm or neutral through your heart area for a while. This often magnetizes feelings that lift our attitudes and perceptions and can be what helps us start to shift out of that attitude that's bringing us down. And then just practice maintaining your new feelings and perceptions as you move through your day-to-day interactions. And you can use this as often as needed to integrate your new feelings so they become your new attitude. Also, when you're feeling uplifting feelings such as gratitude, kindness, or compassion, use attitude breathing to instate these feelings so they will return more often. And with a little practice, you will surprise yourself with your increased inspiration and heart power to change many unwanted feelings, emotions, and mindsets that reduce your energy, your resilience, and your ability to feel good. So you can practice that as many times a day as you want, when you want. I can share from experience, I'm on, I think, day 20, where I have consistently been using some of these techniques like that and just tapping into my heart and feeling connected to that and finding compassion, things I appreciate in the day, you know, and actually feeling it, not just thinking about it. Like, we all think about things all the time, right? But allowing myself to feel that. And I've noticed so much start to shift in how I make decisions and my energy through the day, in, you know, getting new ideas and inspiration, one of them being this thing that I'm doing on like multiple platforms and just making it accessible to everybody. And when you can really tap in there, it starts to make a huge difference in how you show up in the world, not just that, but also your experience of it and others' experience of you. And it can extend into, if you're an entrepreneur, into your business, if you have a job, into your career, if you have a family, into how you interact with them, and start to shift these things that maybe just have felt heavy or impossible or beyond frustrating, and like you don't know what the correct direction is or what to do. You start to open up those doors as you tune into utilizing some of these. So I hope this serves you for today. I will be back next week with more tips. And I just want to extend an invitation, you know, whether it's this one or something that I do later on. This is a lot of the work I do with people, and maybe your heart, this is like a heart calling thing, right? Not me trying to sell you something, but your heart is like, I really need some of this, and I need some guidance and support around how to really make some shifts in how I'm being so that I can positively impact some aspect of my life that isn't going as well as I wanted to, or that I hold a lot of judgment and frustration around. And so the invitation is just to actually engage in more of a conversation with me. You can do that by messaging me on whatever platform you're seeing this on, or if you're on YouTube or on my podcast. The easiest is just to go to emergentwomencoaching.com, and there's actually an option to chat, and it'll email me directly, and then I'll get in touch with you. So I also want to just leave that open. You know, I'm here, I'm going to show up, I'm going to deliver, I'm going to give you free stuff every week. And if that's all you need and that serves you, fabulous. I'm so happy. And if you have some calling that this is deeper work that would serve you in the world, then please, I'm here. Reach out to me. It doesn't mean we're going to end up working out. I need to work out today. Working together, it just means that we're going to explore this a little more deeply and help you get even more guidance on how to start to shift your relationship to stress, to yourself, to the world, and really see some incredible changes in your life in the next few months, year, whatever it is. All right. I know some people just joined us at the end, but you can rewatch this as it finishes publishing, and I will see you next Thursday for another Heart Connect experience and exploration. Bye, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning into the show. I have a small request. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. This is a huge help to us on our quest to reach even more women around the world. Finally, if you're searching for a free community of women on a similar journey to you, I'd like to invite you to join me inside the free Rise community, hosted off of social media on Circle. Here you'll find connection with other women in a safe and loving space, a weekly book club, live events designed to deepen your inner work journey, and additional resources to support your growth. Visit www.jointherise.co or simply click on the link in the show notes to join me. Until next time, remember to honor and love yourself in each moment,
embrace the challenges life throws at you, and continue rising.